Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, yesterday the markets started in the green, but during the day it lost steam and ended almost 0.5% lower when it comes to the benchmark indices, and that's actually correlated to what's happening in crude. Now, yesterday crude rallied past the $64 per barrel mark, and today we have the crude hovering around the $65 per barrel mark, so a bit of a headwind for the Indian markets. Yesterday, of course, Yes Bank was clearly the stock of the day, the biggest intraday move on the stock, and that too with heavy volumes because that one ended around 35% higher. Other names like CG Power, Karur Vysya also saw big moves. In fact, it was the volumes that were high across the market yesterday because there was a weekly bank Nifty options expiry as well as the first weekly Nifty options expiry yesterday. In fact, even if you look at the cash equity markets, the gross volumes were on the higher side. The FII net sold around 250 crores in the cash market, while the DIIs, they bumped in close to around 1225 crores. The global cues this morning are a bit somber because remember, in the US, we have seen the retail sales coming at the lowest level in over a decade. In fact, the US retail sales fell by 1.2% in the month of December, and that's the reason the Treasury yields as well as the dollar weakened yesterday, and the fact that the Dow ended around 100 points lower and the S&P also snapped the 4-5-day winning streak. And this actually retail sales created the worry around global growth concerns and trade. And talking about trade, there are reports suggesting that Chinese Premier Xi Jinping will meet the US delegates today. So that is something to keep an eye out on. Europe as well ended in the red given the news regarding the weak US retail sales. And add to that, when British Prime Minister Theresa May has lost the vote when it comes for Plan B of Brexit, that also adds to the nervousness. Asia this morning is actually trading in the red. The Nikkei is down over around 180 points and Hang Seng also showing a cut around 240 points. But for starters, the SGX 50 is looking a bit resilient because that one is showing a flattish start. But let's see how the trade goes on today. The local cues today, of course, are the key ones being the last day of earnings and separately the highly despicable and condemnable attack on the CRPF jawans in Jammu and Kashmir, in which 44 soldiers martyred their life, is something that we all should be beholden to. In fact, we have a cabinet committee on security meet today at 9:15 a.m. So we'll watch out for the key details coming in from there. But a salute to all those soldiers and heart goes on to them. But in terms of the trade today that you need to watch out for and the stocks you should keep an eye out on, don't lose sight of Jet Airways. Not only the losses have contracted on a quarter-on-quarter basis, the restructuring plan has been approved and that's the biggest positive. MSP prices for sugar has been raised to 31 now and that should add a bit of sweetener to the sugar stocks. End of the earnings season and there were like 1,000 results yesterday. I can't possibly take name of all. But the good earnings included names like Glenmark, GSK Consumer, ONGC, India Bulls Real Estate and JK Tire, while Nestle and Voltas reported a weak set of numbers. So a whole host of stocks to watch out for and a whole host of market cues. Have a happy Friday today.